My fellow citizens, events in Iraq have now reached the final days of decision.
I wanted to talk about the lies and truths of materials.
The Iraqi regime has used diplomacy as a ploy.
My name is Liz Larner, and I'm the artist that made the piece.
Over the years, UN weapon inspectors have been threatened by Iraqi officials.
The title of this piece is RWBs, a reference to WMDs, Weapons of Mass Destruction. In 2003, the Bush administration pointed to Iraq's purchase of aluminum tubes, like the ones here, as proof that Saddam Hussein was building weapons of mass destruction. Those claims turned out to be false, but they built momentum for the war.
In the end, it was an object, a thing, a material that was used as the hard evidence.
Peaceful efforts to disarm the Iraqi regime have failed again and again because we are not dealing with peaceful men. Intelligence gathered by this and other...
I was thinking about it, as everybody was. And then when I was in the salvage yard, I came across this huge load of these aluminum tubes. So they were the perfect armature to start the form of my sculpture.
Most lethal weapons ever devised.
I wanted to bend all the lines and make this kind of wild entanglement. Then I covered those with different red, white, and blue fabrics. And the color makes it even more difficult to really read because they have a different rhythm and pattern. And if one kind of fabric that's the same is next to another, you might think that that line is part of a line that it isn't part of. It's always obscuring something else.
The danger is clear. Using chemical, biological, or one day nuclear weapons.
There's a lot of issues about confusion and truth and where to find that truth and how do we get to it and how can we all agree on it.
The United States and other nations did nothing to deserve or invite this threat.
What seemed to be, it was a knowable situation, but it seemed to be unknowable. I guess that's what I was trying to elicit in the form.
Formally defied Security Council resolutions demanding full disarmament. Over the years.